One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is the podcast where the dark and creepy things we don't talk about discover a voice. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Welcome. Tonight we're traveling to a place where family ties and ancient beliefs collide with the supernatural. Picture this. A young boy moves to Mexico, joining his cousins in a life full of adventure and fun. But as he settles into its new home, he soon discovers that the land beneath their feet holds secrets, and the shadows in their rooms may not be so easily explained away. Imagine a house under construction, with strange occurrences beginning even before the final bricks are laid. A tapping sound in the dead of night, an old woman appearing from nowhere, and dreams that feel more like invitations from the other side. Then, years later, a seemingly innocent game turns into a night of terror when a red handprint appears on the other side of a locked door, slapping against the glass as if to punish the living. Was it a warning from beyond? A consequence for defying something sacred? Or were these experiences rooted in the echoes of history, waiting to be disturbed? Tonight, we'll unravel a tale that will leave you questioning the fine line between the scene and the unseen, the known and the forbidden. Dear Tony, I've never been one to believe in the supernatural, but looking back, some memories have started to feel like pieces of a puzzle I've been trying to ignore. This story goes back to when I was around 11 or 12 years old, living in Mexico for a year and attending a strict Catholic school. I had grown up Catholic, with a strong sense of belief in God, consequences for sinning, and the ever-present feeling that there was something greater watching over me. But what I experienced during that year changed the way I see the world, even to this day. It all started when I moved to Mexico, where my family lived in a beautiful, sprawling house built by my uncle. He was a successful doctor, and with his growing wealth, he purchased a large piece of land and constructed a two-story house that, even in its grandeur, had an unsettling aura. Before this, my cousins and I would play in the smaller house they lived in, right next to another uncle's place. But as construction on the new house began, strange things started happening, and that sense of unease never quite left. My eldest cousin Gabby was the first to notice something was off. One night, while trying to sleep in her new room, she heard a tapping sound on her nightstand, like fingernails gently rapping against the wood. She was alone, and the rhythmic sound sent chills down her spine. The tapping continued until she finally worked up the courage to turn on the light, but nothing was there. No one was in the room with her, and yet the silence afterward felt almost mocking. The encounters only got stranger. Nene, my second eldest cousin, had two experiences that still give me chills when I think about them. One night, he woke up to the sound of a low, gravelly voice, an old woman speaking just above a whisper. When he turned to see where it was coming from, he froze. Sitting in the corner of his room was an old woman he had never seen before, perched on a chair that didn't belong there. She was just there watching him. Fear overwhelmed him, and he blacked out, only to wake up the next morning with the chair gone and the room exactly as it should have been. It was as if nothing had happened except for the lingering dread in his chest. But the second experience was even worse. Nanny woke up again in the dead of night, only this time he saw a vision that seemed impossibly wrong. His younger sister, Erica, was in the room, crying in their mother's arms. The strange part? Erica looked like she did when she was a baby, barely a year old, even though she was older and already in school at the time. The apparition sent a cold wave of fear through him, and he never forgot how distorted reality felt in that moment. Was it a trick of the mind? Or was something imitating his family, showing him something he wasn't meant to see? Erica, who was known for sleepwalking, added to the mystery. Most nights, she would wander around the house, mumbling about silly things like peaches or slippers. It was harmless, almost funny, watching her confused expressions as she half slept. But one incident crossed the line from comical to terrifying. Erica had a dream, though maybe it was more than that, where she felt compelled to go to the downstairs living room. Something called her, whispering her name and urging her to the fireplace. Still half asleep, she obeyed, walking through the quiet house, until she was right there, feeling the cold air and the watchful eyes of something unseen. When she woke up, she was filled with an overwhelming sense of being watched, even though everyone else was fast asleep upstairs. The final most unsettling encounter came from my aunt. My uncle, being a doctor, often worked late or stayed overnight at the hospital. One night, my aunt was home alone in their room when she was jolted awake by the sound of books crashing to the floor. These were my uncle's medical books, heavy and tightly packed on the bookshelf, but somehow they had managed to fall, or more accurately, fly, across the room. As she tried to make sense of the chaos, she heard something even more terrifying. A deep, rhythmic voice coming from the bathroom. It was a priest, or at least it sounded like one, praying loudly, his voice echoing as if performing some kind of ritual. My aunt was frozen with fear, listening to the words she didn't dare interpret. But then, just as quickly as the hauntings began, they stopped. Once the house was fully constructed and the family had settled in, the strange happenings ceased. No more tapping, no more voices, no more shadowy figures. The house stood still, as if whatever had been disturbed by the construction had finally been appeased, or maybe it had simply retreated, waiting for its next chance. That was only the beginning. Years later, I would have my own encounter, one that left a mark on my belief in what is and isn't possible. But that night, it felt like the past had finally been buried. We just didn't know how wrong we were. Years passed, and the house seemed to settle into its quiet, unsettling grandeur. The memories of those early experiences faded, but the unease never quite left me. By the time I moved to Mexico and stayed with my cousins, I was a little older, still holding on to my Catholic upbringing. And a strong belief in God? I was in sixth grade, and though I'd heard about the strange things that had happened in the house, I never expected to be part of one of those stories myself. It started like any ordinary night. We had a big family dinner, and afterward, I spent hours playing video games with Edgar, my younger cousin. Edgar and I got along well, being boys with similar interests, and we loved spending our nights drawing creepy, cool things like skulls, zombies, and monsters. That night, we ran out of paper and decided to search the playroom on the second floor for more. The playroom was a special spot in the house, filled with toys and games, but it was also locked and required permission to enter. We convinced my aunt to let us in, and we made our way to the room. It had a door that opened onto a balcony with a spiral staircase leading to the roof, a design that made it feel both magical and a little foreboding. The room was filled with the quiet energy of a space that had witnessed many childhood adventures, but tonight, it felt different, as if it were waiting for something. We found some paper and settled in to continue our drawings. That's when Edgar dared me to do something that made my stomach twist. He wanted me to draw the numbers 1666 and an inverted star. I hesitated. Even though I wasn't as devout as I'd once been, something about it felt deeply wrong, like an invisible line I shouldn't cross. But being young and curious, I decided to do it anyway. Forbidden things have a way of tempting us, don't they? So I picked up my pencil, and with a mixture of fear and thrill, I started to draw. That's when it happened. A loud, sharp banging echoed through the room. It was coming from the door to the balcony. Edgar and I jumped, dropping everything as the banging continued, violent and relentless. We turned to look, and that's when we saw it. Through the two opaque windows on the balcony door, a red hand was slapping the glass over and over. The handprint was bright, almost glowing in the dim light, and it moved with a force that made the glass rattle. We could see the shape of the hand, but there was no one on the other side. I remember the pure, bone-deep terror that shot through me. We bolted out of the playroom, not caring about anything we left behind. We ran down the stairs, hearts pounding, yelling for our parents. When we told them what happened, they looked at each other with that familiar, uneasy expression. The kind that said they knew the house was capable of strange things but didn't want to admit it. They tried to calm us down, saying it was probably just the wind or a trick of the light, but Edgar and I knew better. The red hand felt like a punishment, like something angry and powerful had reached out to scare us back into obedience. I couldn't shake the feeling that we had crossed a line, that drawing those symbols had invited something in, even if just for a moment. It was a warning, a reminder that some taboos are there for a reason. Why did it happen? That's a question that still haunts me. We never called a priest, never had the house blessed, never took any measures to protect ourselves. Maybe it was because we didn't want to disturb whatever had gone back to sleep, or maybe we thought ignorance would keep us safe, but deep down, I think we all knew there was something about that house, something connected to the land or the construction or our own acts of rebellion that would always be there, lingering just out of sight. Now, years later, I'm no longer religious, but I can't help feeling that some things in this world go beyond explanation. That red hand was more than a trick of the light. It was a message, a memory burned into my mind. And even though the house is silent now, I still wonder if one day the shadows will decide to speak again. Thank you for listening, Tony. I hope you find this story as haunting as I have. Signed, a reluctant believer. What an unsettling account, and one that leaves us with far more questions than answers. A red hand slapping against a locked balcony door, a family haunted by visions and unexplained voices, and a house that seemed alive during its early days of construction. Was it the land itself, cursed or tainted by something ancient? Or did the unfinished home become a beacon for spirits or entities, disturbed by the presence of the living? And psychologically, the story touches on the power of suggestion and the way religious beliefs can amplify our fear of the unknown. At such a young age, the guilt of drawing those forbidden symbols could have heightened the fear, creating a shared hallucination. But how do you explain the physicality of that red hand or the violent banging that made the glass shudder? Even the most skeptical among us would have trouble dismissing that as mere imagination. On the paranormal side, there are countless stories of spirits attaching themselves to places that are in transition, buildings being renovated, or in this case, a home still under construction. Perhaps the act of building disturbed whatever lay beneath the surface, spirits or energies waiting for a chance to manifest. Or maybe it was the taboo itself, the invocation of symbols that crossed into a realm we don't fully understand. We may never know for sure, but one thing is clear. The unseen forces around us sometimes make their presence known, and it's up to us to decide whether to confront them or quietly walk away, hoping we haven't drawn their gaze.
Want more ghost stories of the paranormal? Press subscribe now wherever you get podcasts. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day, all year long. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
We'll be right back. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.